and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might see their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God, and refused to walk in His law. We'd like to preach this morning on the subject, things that we are keeping from our children. Some things we are keeping from our children. And I believe that there are some things that we need to keep on preaching, and some things that will not hold back from our children. Now, these things that we are going to preach tonight, these four different things that we're going to preach, are inexcusable. And may the Lord grant us the grace to keep on keeping on for the honor and the glory of the Lord. There's some preaching that we need not to keep from our children. And one of the first things is that we need old-fashioned preaching. Old-fashioned preaching. We don't hear much old-fashioned preaching. And in the book of Isaiah, we'd like for you to turn back here with us. We're going to use a few scriptures this morning on this first point anyway. But we want to notice here in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 28, in Isaiah chapter 28, and we'd like to read verse 9 and 10. 28, 9 and 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. There is here a little and there a little. And so we need to keep preaching the Word of God. Keep preaching the truth. Because somebody is going to hear it. Amen. Somebody is going to receive it. And so we need to preach it line upon line, over and over. And you preachers know what I'm talking about.
Amen, brother.
And you know, I've often wondered, You know, we sing the same songs over and over and over and over. And so I preach a message and they'll say, "Oh, yeah, you preached that back about 5 years ago. You know, you preached that on this date." And so the Lord commands us to do that.
Amen.
Preach it line upon line, precept on precept, here and there, over and over and over. And so we need some old-fashioned preaching. And our children need to hear old-fashioned preaching. Now, I ran a reference on preach and preaching, and I'm not going to use all those references, but preaching and preach and preaching is mentioned several times in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. But in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy and chapter 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2, preach the word. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Preach it when it's popular. Preach it when it's not popular. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. With all long suffering and doctrine. And so, we need to preach the old-fashioned truth.
Amen.
That's the only thing that the Lord is going to honor.
Amen.
That's the only thing that the Lord's going to bless.
Amen.
Entertainment won't get the job done.
Right.
And we're living in a day when people love to be entertained.
Right.
They look forward to that every Sunday morning. They'll have their singing program for about 45 minutes, and the preacher gets up and preaches about 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
We need old-fashioned preaching.
Amen.
And I recall the old-fashioned preaching that I heard 40 years ago.
Amen.
And how that had blessed my life then, and how that is blessing my life today. And so, we need to just stick to the old-fashioned preaching. Our children need to hear old-fashioned preaching. They need to hear. That's what he was saying here in Psalm 78.
Yes. Amen.
Preach it to our children. Preach it to our grandchildren. And so, we need to hear that old-fashioned preaching. Now, look with me in the book of Jonah. In the book of Jonah, turn over here with me to the book of Jonah. That's on page 944. 944. All right, let us read here in Jonah chapter 3. And let's notice verse 2. Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
Amen.
Go to Nineveh and preach what I bid thee to preach.
Amen.
You know, the Lord is still needing men of God to do the same thing.
Amen.
He's still needing Baptist church members to do the same thing.
Amen.
If we're failing in any one area in our churches, it's preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Witnessing the truth that's been preached to us. When's the last time you've gone out and knocked on a door and talked to people and invited them to church? When's the last time that you have proclaimed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, oh, we must let our great missionaries do that. We'll just give the money. That's the simplest part of the whole thing. But the Lord told Jonah to go down to Nineveh and preach what I bid thee to preach. Whether they want to hear it or whether they don't want to hear it, it's still our responsibility to go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
And brethren, we are failing in this.
Amen.
We are failing in proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember very vividly the first time that I really heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it changed my life completely. The greatest thing that has ever happened to me when the Lord made the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ effectual in my heart. I haven't been the same.
Amen.
And I heard the gospel. And I heard it. And I heard it. And I heard it. And praise the Lord, one day I heard it. And that's a quote from Brother Eugene Clark. And that's exactly what happened to me. I had gone to church all my life. Gone to Sunday school, won little pins and just everything. But I had never heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that Sunday morning, I heard the gospel.
Amen.
And the Lord saved my soul. Changed my life completely.
Amen.
And then later on called me to preach the truth. And so we need old-fashioned preachers.
Amen.
Old-fashioned preachers. I agree with you, brother. The old-fashioned preachers are very valuable. Their preaching and their teachings are very valuable. And so, may the Lord help us to have a desire in our heart. Ask the Lord to give you a desire to hear the truth of the Word of God from your pastor. Now, we want to notice here in Matthew chapter 10, in the book of Matthew chapter 10, turn over here with me. Matthew chapter 10. And let us notice here in verse 7. Matthew chapter 10. And let us read verse 7. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of Samaria enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach. As you go, preach. Saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And as we go, let's preach.
Amen.
I've never lost the burden to preach.
Amen.
From the time the Lord had called me to preach, I have never lost that burden to preach.
Amen.
Now, I believe that this is all we need. This is all we need. We don't need anything else. We just need some preaching.
Amen.
We just need to hear some old-fashioned preaching. That's what the Lord has used to bless people down through their life, down through their Christian life. And that's what He's going to use here at Faith Baptist Church.
Amen.
He's going to bless the preaching. We don't need any entertainment. And this is what people are hearing today. This is what they desire.
That's right.
Is entertainment.
Amen.
They say, well, I've had this asked me, I don't know how many times in my ministry. What do you have for our children? What do you have for our children? Do you have things during the week for our children? I just simply tell them we have the preaching. I'm not saying it's wrong to get with the children occasionally and have a hot dog roast or whatever. I'm not talking about that. But entertaining, that's all they're going to get. That's all they're going to get. They need something that's going to build them up. Something that's going to edify them. Something that's going to make them a good member when they're 40 years old. And the Word of God is the only thing that will edify us and build us up and encourage us. I don't care how old you are. God is going to bless and honor His Word. That's it. And that's what He's going to use to strengthen us doctrinally, is the teaching and the preaching of the Word of God. That's the kind of ministry that I believe in.
Amen.
It's a doctrinal teaching ministry.
Amen.
Preacher's got all he can do to preach and teach. And so as you go, preach. Now look with me in the book of Mark. The book of Mark. Turn over here with me. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Let us look at verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what God has used in saving every soul that He has ever saved. There's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our command. That's our commission. That's our commission as a church.
Amen.
Is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
I've been to Peru, I've been to Papua New Guinea, and when I went over there, you say, what did you preach? I preached the gospel.
Amen.
I preached the gospel. That's what Brother Draper's doing in Brazil. Been doing that, I don't know, probably 40-some years. Preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel. That's what's going to get the job done.
Amen.
You can have all the puppets and bells over the crowd and all you want, but that's not going to do anything.
Right.
Oh, they may have a good time. But it's not going to benefit them spiritually. I want something that's going to benefit me spiritually and that's going to edify me spiritually.
Amen.
You say, Brother Jones, they stopped preaching all against their gimmicks and Bozo the Clown and all of that years ago. No, they haven't. No, they haven't. And I'm against it.
Amen.
I'm against it.
Amen.
Now let's look here in verse 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere.
Amen.
They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them.
Amen.
He's going to work with those that are preaching the gospel and the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
And so the Lord working with them and confirming the Word with signs following. Amen. So be it. Don't add anything to it. That's what the word amen means. Let it be so. Now, turn with me to the book of Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2. So, Brother John, that's too early in the morning to be quoting all these scriptures here. Let us look at verse 2. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And he preached the word unto them. Now let us look here in the book of Acts, and you can stay there for a few minutes. Here in the book of Acts. And let us look at chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. And let us look at verse 5 or 4. 8:4. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere, every direction, preaching the word. But that's simple, isn't it? That's simple. Just preaching the word. Now, let us look here in the same chapter here, and let us look at verse 5. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached. And preached Christ unto them. Now let us look at verse 25. And they, when they had testified and preach the word of the Lord, return to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans.
Amen.
That's what we need to be doing.
Amen.
Not just the pastor. Not just the preachers.
Amen.
We need a burden.
Amen.
We need a burden.
Amen.
Now, turn with me to verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Amen.
And preached unto them Jesus. So, because what I'm trying to emphasize more than anything on this particular point is the importance of preaching. The importance of preaching. The importance of preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Extremely important.
Amen.
Now let us look here in the book of Acts chapter 13. In Acts chapter 13. Let us look at verse 5. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. They preached the Word of God. Oh, the importance of preaching. Now, let us turn to Acts chapter 15. Acts 15, let us look at verse 35. And also, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. Teaching and preaching the word of the Lord. Now turn with me to Titus chapter 1. In the book of Titus, let us notice in chapter 1. Titus chapter 1, let's look at verse 3. But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. And hath in due times manifested his word through preaching. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians. Listen. Some men of God have ceased preaching. Preaching the word. Preaching the gospel. Preaching the truth. These TV evangelists is nothing but entertainment.
Right.
Nothing but entertainment.
Amen.
Psychology. Yeah, right.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 1:23. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Let us look at verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. We preach Christ crucified.
Amen.
Preach Him crucified. He was buried, and He arose the third day. That you and I might have the salvation that we have today, and that we're sitting in these pews where you're sitting.
Amen.
Because of the crucified Lord.
Amen.
He hadn't showed everybody that.
Amen.
He hadn't showed everybody the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But He revealed the truth of the gospel to each one of us that are saved by the grace of God. Oh man, don't we take that for granted?
Yes.
We take the gospel for granted.
Amen.
We take for granted everything that He has done for us. For granted. Now let us look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians, let us look at verse 7. Verse 10. Let me get over here. 2 Corinthians. I was in 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let us look at verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. Not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. And so, we also want to look here at this last verse here in Revelation. Revelation. And let us look here at chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Let us look at verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with the Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Churches need to repent at the preaching of the Word of God. In my ministry, I have never seen a whole church repent. And I've been saved over 40 years. Can you imagine if every member of Faith Baptist Church would come forward and say, I repent. I repent of this. I repent of that. I've got this in my life that doesn't need to be there. I want to repent of that. I'm sorry. Can you imagine how the Lord would bless this church? That's what we need. That's what we need. Mothers need to repent. Dads need to repent. Preachers need to repent. Children need to repent. We need some old-fashioned preaching. Old-fashioned preaching. I see I was not the only one that caught that. We need old-fashioned separation.
Amen.
You know, that is the lack of that is killing our Baptist church. They can see every doctrine in the Bible except the doctrine of separation. So now, brother John, don't get on this. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of independent Baptist members don't think anything of sanctification. Separation from the world. Living right. Talking right. Dressing right. Man, I get some amens out of these preachers. Yeah, Brother John, that's all you want to preach on anyway. That's a glorious doctrine.
Amen.
We ought to have a desire in our hearts to want to please and honor and glorify the Lord with a separated life unto Him.
Amen.
Unto Him. I love my Lord.
Amen.
And I don't want to do anything that would dishonor Him.
Amen.
Or disgrace Him.
Amen.
In any way. But it's going to take the preaching of the Word of God to bring that about.
Amen.
Amen. And we are losing our children to the world. Moms and dads, did you catch that? If you want to lose them, just keep on letting them do what they want to.
Amen.
Don't have any spiritual standards. Listen, children watch standards. They come to the house of God, they hear the preacher preach one thing, and they leave, go home, and they practice another. Boy, that's consistent, isn't it? All right, let's go to our second point. We need some old-fashioned praying. Some old-fashioned prayer. We're keeping old-fashioned praying from our children. That's sad. But our children do not know what old-fashioned praying is. Some moms and dads don't know what it is. When's the last time, mom and dad, that you got your children down on their knees and prayed with them? I'll tell you where you stand in your prayer life. If I failed in any one area in my home life, it was praying for my children, praying with my children. And we're reaping the results of it. This is sad. But there's a lot of children that have never heard their mother pray.
That's right. That's right, Brother Jones. Amen. Amen.
They have never heard their daddy pray. But I'm saved, and I'm a member of a New Testament Baptist church. But they have never heard their mother and their daddy pray. Old-fashioned preaching, old-fashioned praying, and old-fashioned praising. I think that's pretty good order. And if you're not heeding old-fashioned preaching, and you don't have any old-fashioned praying going on, there's not going to be any old-fashioned praising. That's sad, isn't it? That is sad. You know, our children don't know what it is to be burdened. To be burdened. What would your children do if they came in the house and found you face down praying to the Lord? Look with me in Acts chapter 4. In the book of Acts. Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. And let us look at verse 31. And when they had prayed, now notice that. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. When's the last time that this church was in that condition? That after they prayed, the whole church was shaking.
praying will produce.
Amen.
When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness.
Amen.
Did you all know that this can happen today?
Amen.
You know how it's going to come about? Old-fashioned praying. Old-fashioned praying. Old-fashioned prayer meetings. I tell some of the brethren, some of the churches that I've gone to and hold meetings and so on, I said, y'all have a prayer band? Prayer band? What's a prayer band? I said, it's when God's people gather together and they band together and pray. That's what a prayer band is. Banding together and praying. Pastor one church invited this member to come and join us tonight. We're going to have prayer. Well, I don't have anything to pray about. I said, great. I said, we'll pray tonight that the Lord will give you something to pray about.
Amen.
You know what? He was there in prayer band that night.
Amen.
The Lord can give us something to pray about.
Yeah.
He can set you in the back seat of an ambulance hanging on to your wife's hand.
Right.
I'll guarantee you, you'll be praying. He'll give you something to pray about. We need to remember these simple little things. And so we're keeping old-fashioned praying from our children. We need homes that are filled with prayer. We need churches filled with prayer. But we're not going to have it until we are filled with prayer. We need moms and dads that will pray, concerned over their lost children. You say, Brother John, if my children are going to be saved, they're going to be saved anyway. They're not going to be saved anyway. They're going to be saved God's way. You have children that's lost without Christ. You better beseech God, and you better be praying and begging God, oh God, be merciful to my children.
Amen.
Be pleased, Lord, to save their soul.
Amen.
And then old-fashioned praising. We're keeping old-fashioned praising from our children. Let us go to our next thought. We need old-fashioned power.
Amen.
Let me go back to praying for a minute. I had a preacher. I had a pastor. That was a praying man.
Amen.
He prayed. I recall several Saturday nights we'd gather together. We'd band together. And we'd pray for the service the next day. I can recall him on his knees, his eyes wide open to heaven, and he'd pray, tears just rolling.
Amen.
You don't see that today. He'd pray. You know, a lot of people say things about Brother Kieran, no more truth than nothing. Somebody will say something, and this next one will make it bigger, and some make it. By the time it gets to the tenth one, why, it's so distorted. I prayed with that man over and over and over and over many, many, many times. And we need prayer in our homes. Our children need to see us pray. They need to have that experience. of how to get in touch with God, how to pray. Now let's go to old-fashioned power. How many of you can remember the time that God brought you under Holy Spirit conviction?
Amen.
Holy Spirit conviction. When you were convicted of your sin, convicted of those things that you know that you ought to be doing for the honor and the glory of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit of God has dealt with you about it, and you just close your ears to it. Grieve the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Listen, the Holy Spirit still convicts sinners.
Amen.
He still convicts. How conscious are you of the Holy Spirit's dealing with you?
Amen.
Find a power that's going to do us any good.
Amen.
Spiritually.
Amen.
And our churches need old-fashioned power.
Amen.
Lord, bless our church.
Amen.
Bless our pastor. With old-fashioned power from heaven.
Amen.
Bless him this week as he studies the Word of God.
Amen.
As he preaches the Word of God. As he pastors us.
Amen.
Give him, Lord, what I need.
Amen.
Sing. Testimonial services will not produce Holy Spirit power.
Amen.
A pastor here at Zohar one Monday morning went down the station. A couple boys that own it was there. I said, "Boy, boys, I'll serve a store last night." "Brother Jones, I'll tell you what. We had an old-fashioned testimonial service last night, and the preacher didn't even get to preach." I said, "Brother, I hate to bust your balloon, but I said, you didn't have any power.
That's right.
You didn't have any preaching. Nothing wrong with singing. Nothing wrong with praising the Lord. But it ought not to be so that you don't have your power. Holy Spirit produces power. That's it. I'm all through. The Lord bless you.
Amen.